B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
In honor of National Singles Day, which Pebbles is celebrating.
Yay.
And Melissa is...
Tolerating? Drinking?
Yeah. What do we call the way that you view this day?
It's fine. I don't even think about it. It's like all the other BS days, like grilled cheese day and pancake day.
Are trying to compare a day where we celebrate being single
to food?
With grilled cheese?
Yes.
Girl.
Listen.
How do you think that makes Pebbles feel? She's celebrating today.
No, that's fine. I'm fine.
Right. You don't have to. Anyone can celebrate whatever they want.
Yeah. But you to celebrate, to make yourself feel better, Melissa asked a question on the Get Up Crew Facebook page of how did you word the question? She just wants to hear people who are in relationships that are miserable.
No, it's not even that. It's more to make people that, you know, are upset being single feel better about being single.
Yes.
With it being National Singles Week this week, we want to know from those in relationships, what do you miss about being single?
What do you miss about being single?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have an answer?
I don't, but if you want me to play the game, I'll play the game.
You have to play the game because,
I'll play the game. I'll play the game.
Okay. Right. Okay. And just because you're saying you might miss this one aspect about being single doesn't mean you want to be single. Let's just put it that way.
No, the way I look at it is I look at the good side of being in a relationship. And when I was single, I looked at the good side of being single. I didn't go like, oh, I missed this about a relationship and now I'm not. So like I'll go to what I enjoyed. After I got divorced, before I got remarried, before I found my wife and started dating her exclusively, which was, and I know that I need to explain this, Pebs, because I know that when I say the word dating, you're going to be like, oh, I hate dating.
Why?
But the no commitment dating, because I just came out of a long relationship. Mm-hmm. So every person that I was dating or hanging out with was literally just that. It was, let's hang out, let's date, let's do things together, you know, and yes, every now and then, let's get naked and sweaty and stick our fingers in other parts of people's bodies and things of that nature and lick things. But there was no commitment to it. So it wasn't just dinner, get to know the person. Oh, we have something in common. Let's keep this going. It was, hey, if you want to chill, let's chill. If you don't feel like chilling, let's not chill. If I don't feel like chilling, we're not going to chill.
Did you both feel like that, or was that just you?
Yeah, well, I would say 90% of it went well because I entered into each relationship that way. Mm-hmm. There was one girl who didn't get that, and she was very upset with me when I was like, I'm not really feeling this. I'm going to go see someone else or whatever. Yeah. And she was like, I thought we were an exclusive thing. I'm like, we went out twice. We literally went out twice. I
mean, so Melissa, does that make you feel better?
So Melissa, does that? No. Pebbles, how are you going to celebrate today?
I'm going to go for a nice walk.
Okay.
Going to have some pizza. Hang out with some of my peoples.
Okay, some of your peoples. are exclusively singles peoples you're going to be hanging with? Or are couples allowed?
I'm going to see my goddaughter and her son.
Okay.
Who just makes me happy.
Okay.
And that's really good.
Nice, easy celebration.
Yeah.
No craziness. No getting drunk or anything like that. It's going to be a mellow National Singles Day celebration?
Sure.
Because it's falling on a weekday? Okay, let me ask you a question. Is there anything that you avoid doing because you're single? Do you understand that question?
Do I
like
avoid?
Anything? Like maybe something you avoid going to or...
I avoid going to things, not even because I'm single.
Wrong person to ask.
I know, right?
Melissa, do you have one?
I would say, it's not that I avoid going to them, but I hate going to weddings single. I hate it.
Really?
Because, first of all, you always end up sitting at the singles table, which I always call the mutants at table 9. Yeah. I'm always a mutant at table 9. Always.
Can I stop you right there? Why? I don't understand.
The table in the
corner. Yes.
I don't understand why couples do that, because just because you're single doesn't mean you can't sit at a table with others.
Right.
Especially if it's people you don't know. Like, put me with somebody I know.
Please. All of my friends that are in relationships know that I don't mind being a third wheel. I'll go. I'll go hang out with you guys. I don't care. I'll go to the movies with a couple friend of mine. I'll go to dinner with a couple friend of mine. I don't care.
So it's because you'll be seated with people you don't know?
Other mutants. Yes.
Why? Those are mutants.
Are they mutants?
It's so funny. My friend Kristen got married a few years ago, and I was at the singles table, and it was table 9, and I kept taking pictures. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a mutant at table 9.
It was all singles, Lord. Though? Like, sometimes it's just usually, like, the leftovers, like the...
Yeah, right.
We have to kind of invite...
The singles.
No, but it might be... No, but it's not singles. But you don't do... Okay, so you do it, but you don't do it because you think people are going to judge you or anything like that, right?
It's like, no, because anytime you go to a wedding, there's always questions. So, when's it going to happen for you? And then when they do the things that highlight the fact that you're single, like the throwing of the garter.
That's when you go to the bar or the bathroom.
Right. And then the let's the couples dance. Everyone who's in love, it's time to get up and dance. And you're the only one sitting there at the table looking around like, okay.
Girl, you got to embrace it.
Yeah.
I know.
No, see, that's the thing. You say that all the time. I have no problems being single. I'm fine with it. It's days like this that remind you it's National Singles Day.
Remind you to celebrate who you are and where you are at this moment. It does not mean that you have to, like, you know, oh, woe is me. You don't.
That's the thing, is I don't do that, though. I am 100% fine being single. 100%. I am not unhappy. I am happy in my life.
Yeah.
Everything's great. It's days like this that remind you.
If that's the case, then why would this bother you?
It doesn't. Ramiro is playing it up that it's bothering me. It does not bother me.
I just asked the question, man. You said weddings.
No, all morning long you've been saying, oh, Melissa doesn't want to celebrate. It's like, no.
You don't.
It's almost the same as Pebbles. You always have an issue when there's a company party because you call it forced fun.
Yeah.
Days like this is what I call, it's like a forced celebration. Like, oh, it's National Singles
Day. Don't celebrate.
Let's all have fun. Right.
No.
Which is exactly what I'm not doing.
I'm gonna get you a gift. Hold on. I'm gonna go to Encore. And do they call them Encore Bucks? Is that what they call them?
It's either comp dollars or slot play.
All right, cool. Is there something on the drop down menu where I could just automatically click it and it goes right to Melissa?
No,
you can't.
No.
I didn't know this was going to be such a touchy subject.
No.
She needs to celebrate, Pebbles. She needs something good.
It didn't become a touchy subject until it was all like, oh, Melissa. Oh, that's when it became touchy.
Melissa, don't get mad, okay?
Oh boy.
I'm going to play a song. This is just a coincidence that this song is playing. I swear.
Gold Digger?
Lonely.
Oh my
God. Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.